And we're back with Varsity Football Live, presented by TheFinalScore.tv on Sports Radio 950 KJR. And I'm joined by TJ Cotterill of the News Tribune. He joins us every Friday night on the show talking SPSL. But this year we have a little bit of a league realignment. We have the NPSL. TJ, how are you doing today?
Oh, good. Grab me on. Good to be on here.
So why don't you tell us a little about the structure of realignment of this league and just kind of give us an overview and a preview of what you see in the South Sound this year in high school football.
Well, it's just, I mean, you talk to so many coaches from even these two leagues especially, and it's amazing how much has changed, how great this league landscape has changed, how different it all looks. Because I mean, last year we had the Narrows League, we had the 3SPSL, we had the Seamount League. All of those are gone. They don't even exist anymore.
Right.
Now you have the 4A North Puget Sound League, which last existed more than a decade ago, almost 2 decades ago, this last existed. Now you have the 3A Pierce County League, you have the 3A South Sound Conference. And it's a lot of new stuff. The 2A SPSL has now doubled in size. It was 8 schools last year, and now it's 16 schools. You have all these schools that split off from the SPSL 4A, now join this 4A NPSL, which now is 2 divisions. So just trying to learn the divisions and the Mountain Division and the Sound Division and the Olympic Division, it's been a chore in itself. But, I think you get a lot of the coaches who don't really know what to expect either. I mean, we're trying to ask them, hey, what do you think about we're trying to ask Federal Way what they think about Enumclaw. They're going, well, I haven't seen Enumclaw. I was talking to John Marbus last night, actually. He's like, I haven't seen Enumclaw since he was an assistant, and he's been a head coach there 22 years.
Wow.
So it's interesting to see, you know, how these coaches are kind of like just basing their opinions on these schools based off of their position, and it's hard to know exactly what they'll have. So it's going to be fun because you have a lot of mixed communities, too, in this now. Like, in the 4SPSL, you have South Kitsap is going to be in the same league now as Graham Kapalson, and that's like 60-mile drive away. It's a lot of change. You know, it's hard to keep up with the times too.
So, who are the top teams and the top players you got this year, TJ?
All right, 4A SPSL, Graham Kapalson. I mean, last year they got bounced; their season ended, and against Lake Stevens and Jacob Eason, you know, Gatorade State Player of the Year in the quarterfinals. But they returned everybody. I mean, Foster Sorrell, who is the top offensive line recruit in the nation by multiple scouting services.
Right.
Some have even ranked number one overall recruit in the nation. I mean, he's right now deciding between Notre Dame, UW, and Stanford are his top three. And then they got their quarterback, Dylan Morris, who's a freshman last year, who threw for 2,000 yards as a freshman. I mean, this year he's back, and he's got a lot of D1 offers as well. I mean, he's going to be a big-time recruit, too. So you figure you got a quarterback and an awesome left tackle, you should be awesome. But they also return their top receiver. And defensively, though, we have some questions. They lost some good players, especially in the defensive backs. But, they're expected to be – they're our number two-ranked team in the state right now behind Gonzaga Prep in 4A. And then Sumner in that league, too. They were in 3A last year. 2 years ago, they were a 2A team. Last year, they were a 3A team. And now they're going to play in 4A. But this is the best Sumner team Keith Ross has ever had. I mean, they got Connor Weddington as a running back. He's a University of Washington commit already. And he's fielding lots of other D1 offers, too. And then they got a linebacker who Ross says is probably the best player he's ever coached, and that's Ben Wilson. And he's got Weddington on his team, too. That's saying something. That's saying a lot. So that's the 4A SPSL, those two teams. But you're going to have a lot of great programs. Most coaches actually think that that's probably the toughest league in the state. It's the 4A SPSL this year. We had Bellarmine, Olympia, and South Kitsap up to that mix, too.
It's going to be exciting, TJ. We look forward to hearing from you all season long on Friday nights. And have fun out there this weekend. It's back.
Friday Night Football. Okay.
Definitely. There he is, TJ Cotterill, the News Tribune. Catch him every Friday night on Varsity Football Live on Sports Radio 950 KJR.